Governor of Georgia on?
Yes, sir.
2201.
You get through, sir.
Be $3 to $4 million worth of damage along our coast, and I'm going to we meet the qualifications for major disaster criteria, and I was going to go back in and tell them that you called again this morning to ask about it and to let me know that whatever we needed and whatever the people down there needed, that you were ready, willing, and able to put the full force and resources of the government to help us.
That's wonderful, and you can count on me and our people standing by, and you make the request and we'll follow through. And you tell them I picked up a phone call this morning. I just told the operator to connect me with you, and she said that you were talking to Walter right then.
Right. Now, let me say this to you. We had our Democratic primary.
Yeah.
You go on here. Charlie Wilton got reelected. He had some trouble in Atlanta, but he won by about 10,000 votes. Phil Landrum had a close race. All the other races turned out fine. The point is that this is the first time in Georgia that we had the Democrats and the Republicans running on a primary basis, and when they went to the polls, they asked them, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican? And if you're a Democrat, you vote the Democratic primary. If you're a Republican, you vote the Republican primary. The Republicans were only able to cast in Atlanta a little over 6,000 or 7,000 votes total. There was an anti-Weltman vote because he voted on both sides of the civil rights issues, you and I both know, and the Democratic opposition got a substantial vote. But the significant point is that the Democrats stayed in the Democratic Party and they expressed whatever opposition they had to a Democratic candidate. They did not leave the party. They did not switch to the Republicans in the form of a backlash, as you and I know it to be, and the Republicans barely got a handful of votes throughout the state. So I think that this has been a good thing because it gave them a chance to get their get off their mind, whatever they want to get off in the primary, and they didn't leave the party, and I think in November we'll be all right. So I give you that information in case anybody tries to give you any of the contrary.
That's good. I wonder how many Democrats were voted compared to the 6,000 or 7,000 Republicans.
Oh, well, we had in Atlanta, I'd say over 100,000, so we had, I'd say 60,000 to 10 to 1.
How much did Phil win by?
Phil won this morning. His race is still close, Mr. President. He won probably by 1,000 or so votes. But Phil, as you well know, had all labor, was anti-labor against Landrum, and they all for President Johnson. And we also had Phil had anti-school teachers up there because he voted in the past against all the federal aid to education. They up to you. He had a young man who was a teacher at Young Harris College. He went out and worked among the young people. Phil has never won by any landslide in Georgia. So he won at this point, and he's all right. But just to give you a little example in his section up there. Now, Senator Russell's nephew, Richard L. Russell III, got beat by an unknown yesterday in his own district up there. As a judge, you know Richard L. III. Those kind of things are happening in some of those areas.
But who won those two new seats in the House, Governor?
Well, thus far, Garland Byrd is leading, and Steve Pace Jr. are going to be in a runoff in third congressional district. And in the second congressional district, you've got Matson O'Neill and Harry Wingate who are going to be in the runoff. I know you know Harry, and Matson O'Neill was Solicitor General. Matson was the only one in the whole damn crowd down there, and he led it. It said, I'm a Democrat, I'm going to support the Democratic nominees in November. The rest of them went running in every direction. And so O'Neill led the ticket, and over in the other race, Byrd is a Democrat. Democrat and said so. Steve Pace Jr. is, you know, his father used to be in Congress.
Yeah. And he's not a Democrat much, is he?
No, he's not right now, but Bird is.
Well, has Bird got a chance to beat him?
Bird will beat him. Bird
will win that race, so
Steve
Pace Jr. Bird's
got to
be
run against the Republican, but he'll
be
in. I think Bird will be the congressman, and Bird will be a loyal Democrat right down the line.
That's good now. Okay, God bless him. Daly's on the other line, and I'll talk to him about Chicago, and I'll be back, and you, Walter, you get Ed McDermott ready to go whenever Carl wants him.
Mr. President,
yeah.
Before we leave, now you're going to tell Jack to set that date up right.
He's standing here right now. Wait a minute, he can tell you now.
Tell him whatever you want.
Governor, the 26th is fine. I would not make any announcement of anything, but you can quietly begin your planning, and at the proper time, we can make such an announcement.
All right, well, now, you think I ought to make three stops or four?
Well, now, that's, we're going to use your judgment. You told me you were going to take a look at that Savannah thing and see if you think it's wise and proper that we go there.
I'll be back in touch with you.
As I understand, we start at Warm Springs and go on to Macon and then to Augusta,
right.
And then we possibly may go to Savannah, but you're going to make a study of it.
That's right. Jack, thank you, him.
Thank you, Governor.
Governor, I'll talk to him right away, and he may want to have some people come down there.
Well, if he does, call me and let me know. Yeah?